Allie Raceman of Needham, Massachusetts, started gymnastics like a lot of other kids, in a toddler class, tumbling, making moves on a long spring track, a little like a trampoline. Today, at 17 years old, she is considered one of the best tumblers in the world and well on track to make the 2012 U.S. Olympic gymnastics team. From WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reports.
As a gymnast, Allie Raceman sets herself apart with her power moves. Here she is at the 2012 American Cup, which was broadcast on NBC.
Unreal.
And she's capable of some unbelievable tumbling passes that I'm sure before she's performed this one, most people in the world would have said that this pass is not possible.
Raceman runs into a series of aerial somersaults that ends with a punch layout, which means she flips over, fully extended, like she's a pancake being flipped. It's almost like she's floating. If she nails it at the Olympic trials at the end of June, she'll have a very good chance of taking one of the five spots on the women's U.S. gymnastics team.
I'm excited and I'm anxious and I'm just kind of ready for it to happen. I feel like I've been waiting my whole life for it, so I just kind of want it to come now.
Her mother, Lynn Raceman, says as the oldest of four children, Allie has drive and determination in everything she does.
Gymnastics has really taken a priority in her life for a really long time, and that comes from her, because if it didn't, I think she would have quit a long time ago.
Raceman was only two in 1996 when the U.S. women's gymnastics team last took the gold. When Raceman set her sights on the Olympics, her mother found an old VCR tape of that golden team and gave it to her.
I would replay it like day after day after day, and I was literally obsessed with it. I could memorize all the scores and tell you like who is going next and all that stuff, and I was so inspired by it.
Until last year, Raceman went to Needham High School and maintained a rigorous training schedule. Now she's completing her senior year online. Most days she spends 7 hours at the gym. She says the key to tumbling is conditioning and not just lifting weights.
Actually, I have to climb the rope without legs with 10-pound weights on. It's very, very hard.
That's why your upper body looks so strong.
Yeah, I'm really strong. I mean, I look really strong, definitely compared to like normal girls, but I'm proud of it, I guess, because it's a lot of hard work to get that and it doesn't just come overnight.
Raceman is an all-around gymnast, which means she competes on the floor, bars, vault, and balance beam.
Okay, but the takeoff, where is the takeoff?
At a gym in a suburb of Boston, Raceman practices her dismount from the balance beam. Coach Mihai Brestian stands a good distance away, quietly giving pointers.
Okay, this was a good one. Okay, stay with this one. That's it.
Brestian, who's Romanian, says Raceman is Olympic caliber because she's self-critical.
You know, to be successful, you cannot be all the time pleased with yourself. You need to be critical, because if on the day you think, oh, I am good enough, tomorrow it's somebody else better than you.
Raceman doesn't want anyone to be better than her. She wants a gold medal. But like any teenager, she's not entirely focused on the gold. She's also thinking about prom.
My prom dress is brown, and it's really different because most people don't wear brown to prom, but I'm excited. And
Allie Raceman says she wants to eventually go to college and study fashion. But right now, she's focused on sticking a spot on the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team.
So I'm really excited to wear it, and a lot of people are going with the simple look this year.
For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.